Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So today I want to talk about the purpose of improvement and of personal development and community development and whatever you really want to call it. I want to talk about the purpose. Why are we pursuing this? Why is this something that we care about? Now, I've talked about this in the past. I touched on it. This idea that personal development, really, it's personal in the sense that the solution is personal. So the solution to your specific problem is something that is personal to you, and is going to have to be based on your specific context and the things that you're dealing with and so on and so forth. So I've talked about that. I've also talked about the idea that personal development should be, when done best, and in many ways how it started, should be a community thing. It's something we do so that we can be in a place to support others. And this really comes from that old like quote of, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So the whole idea here is you need to make sure you are good. You need to make sure you are in a good place if you want to be able to effectively support others. So I don't necessarily want to touch on those too much in this episode because I have covered them. What I do want to touch on is, why is it that we all feel we need to change? Why is it we all feel that our lives need to constantly be moving forward? Where does that come from? Because it's something, at least in the United States, it's something that everyone thinks about constantly. Everyone works towards something constantly. It's built into the culture. There's very little recognition of enough being enough. There is a very large societal pressure that exists to drive us to keep pursuing more, to drive us to reject the idea of being satisfied, of being okay with where we are. There's a very large societal pressure, a downward pressure that pushes us to keep going, to keep trying, to keep looking for the next move. And I have to ask myself, is that healthy? Because there are many societies in the world where being good enough is good enough. If you are able to provide and support society, if you're able to support your neighbor, to support your family, to support yourself, and you're able to do something that gives back to the community, then it doesn't matter what your job title is. It doesn't matter if you work at a convenience store, because that is providing value to society as a whole. You allow people to be able to shop at that store and get their needs. It doesn't matter if you are a fry cook, if you work in a fast food restaurant. That's not looked down upon in the same way that it is here in the US. Why is it that we've decided we should structure things in such a like ladder format? Why is it that we view jobs like working in fast food or being a waiter or whatever it is as needing to be inherently stepping stones to the next thing? And we see this argument all the time when we look at the conversation about raising minimum wage, let's say. The argument is always, these are not jobs that people are meant to stay in. They are stepping stones. They get you your start. You learn how to work, blah, blah, blah. And then you move on to the next thing. Why? Why can't somebody make a living that allows them to support themselves and their families and not be a burden on society by doing a thing that brings value to society. That's the part of this that I've never really understood. These jobs bring value. If there is no one working in the McDonald's, you don't get to get McDonald's. I mean, the fact that they just released a robot store is a totally different conversation, and we're really not going to touch on that here. But in general, if there's no one working that job that society has deemed a stepping stone to the next job or less than desirable, if no one is doing that, then you don't get to benefit from that work being done. Something I think we need to start doing as a society and as individuals is to start recognizing that not everything needs to be a ladder. Not everything should be a ladder. There's virtually little benefit to the idea that some jobs are stepping stones and other jobs are desirable. There's virtually little benefit to that. It does not change the types of people who get attracted to either. What it does is it creates different classes in society that can then be exploited. What it does is create reason to pay certain people less than other people, because as a society, we view one as more valuable than the other based on truly no real substance. I think we need to start recognizing that our lives, and this part is important, our lives are enough exactly where they are. We don't have to move to the next thing. We don't have to plan for the next thing. We can be where we are and just enjoy that moment, that singular moment in our history. We can do that. That's a choice we can make. But to make that choice and to be able to enjoy the moment that we live in, we first need to be able to break away from the hierarchical view of our lives and of our career. We need to be able to look at things less as a step that leads to the next step and more as the moment we're living in now and the work that we're doing now. And maybe that won't be the same moment or the same work a few weeks from now. That's okay. It's okay to evolve. It's okay to change. It's okay to work towards something and have goals in mind. I'm not demonizing that at all. What I'm saying is it's not okay to do that at the expense of the moment we live in now. It's not okay to do that if it means that someone has to be below you. Someone has to be a second-class citizen. The way that we approach and have structured society, by choice, by the way, this is something we have chosen to do. The way that we have chosen to structure our society creates second-class citizens. And that philosophy bleeds through into everything that we do. Personal development as an industry and as a practice is based on the idea that you continue to move up the hierarchy. And by upholding that hierarchy, you also uphold the existence of other people below you. And so to bring it back to where I started this episode, yes, practice your personal development. Do whatever it is you need to do. Set your goals, focus on productivity, all of the things that I've been like railing against for weeks now. Do all of it. If it works for you, if it helps you, if it makes you feel like a better person, then that's fantastic. And I'm so, so, so beyond happy for you. But we need to start questioning why we feel the need to. That's not to say that we shouldn't, but let's just ask ourselves, are we doing this? Are we pursuing this because it's something that serves larger society and the communities that we live and work in? Or are we doing it because society has told us that we are not allowed to stay where we are and be content in that moment? Thank you for being here. My name is Greg Funes, and I'll talk to you next time.